improvements. You saw Jennings come back. But when you turn the ball over five times, not a lot of good things are going to happen to you.
And to me, once again, this game, the Giants, to go into the fourth quarter, it's a one-score game. They got a chance to win the game. And the defense plays its good football game today. The offense now doesn't get it done. The interceptions, and they just could not down there on the goal line. Four straight passing plays. It just kind of sometimes questions the call down there to him. But really, I know you like to catch the ball, throwing, but you got to run the ball and try to score down there.
Yeah, but you got to play above the X's and O's. It doesn't matter what you call when you get down there. Yeah. You have to execute. And, you know, if you would say at the end of the game that the Giants would have opportunities to throw the ball on from the 4-yard line to get in, and the ball's going to hit receivers' hands all four times, you would say, I'd take that.
Sure.
Because they put themselves in positions to win with 4 interceptions. I think the more startling thing about it is the fact that, you know, Eli Manning, for the majority of this season, has been very efficient. And now maybe he's pressing. Maybe he's trying to do too much with the football now. That might be why all these interceptions are starting to come.
5 interceptions the first 8 games, 6 the last 2, 5 today.
Right.
He's definitely pressing. But you know what you're talking about? Make plays. This is not college. It's in your hands. Make a play. Conversely, how about the guys for the San Francisco 49ers, in particular Kaepernick, Gore, and Crabtree, making plays?
Yeah, and the Giants defense was going to have to contain this read option offense that they had coming into the game with the 49ers. They did a nice job at that, but unfortunately they didn't win the football game. You know, these 3 guys on offense did a heck of a job. One of them running the ball, Gore, you knew kind of they were going to come in and try to run the football in this defense for the Giants today. I think on a defensive side, Chris Borland, I mean, this guy comes out of nowhere this year and had an outstanding game. And obviously, I think that the presence of Aldon Smith today absolutely helped the 49ers win this football game.
I think you look at the 2 teams and why they're going into the 2 different directions. It's a guy like Chris Borland. Chris Borland is a guy who was thrust into playing because of injury.
A rookie.
A rookie playing because of injury. Do we have a guy on the Giants that's, if we put him out there, would perform like Chris Borland? No, we don't.
Well,
and that's the problem why we don't.
On offense, we have one.
Well, he's
guy.
A first-round draft pick. Yeah. Chris Borland was not.
That's right.
Yeah, and this is a 49ers team, guys, that was struggling at 5-4. Not quite the 49ers team they've been the last 3 years. You talk about the West Coast team coming in, playing, you know, physically at 10 o'clock in the morning their time. I mean, they've been away from home for 2 weeks. They stayed in they stayed in Tennessee for a week to adjust to the time difference. They came here this week. I mean, they look like the team that really wanted to win, that were playing on all cylinders, that played faster, quicker, more aggressive. And we talk about the catches, just going back to offense for a second. We saw 2 of the greatest catches we've seen all year.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham having his butt inside the goal line, or whatever, inside the bounds, and he caught it. Larry Donnell. But when they had to make some of the plays, I mean, guys didn't make those plays, specifically those 3 fades that were thrown in the end zone.
Let me just say one thing, okay? We can talk about, and I agree with you, Jeff, maybe you want to see a running play down, you know, at the 4-yard line. In fairness to head coach Tom Coughlin, you basically had 4 inches to make a first
they
down,
right.
And you
one,
couldn't
yeah.
do it. You know what? That
might
would
have
make me
might
a little
have been less than 4 inches.
I think it was less than 4 inches. I just said 4 inches because it sounded good. 4 to 4.
I like the way you did that.
I think it was more like 1 inch, quite frankly, at the time. But again, bottom line is they lose their 5th in a row. You know what's hard to believe? After 10 games this season, 3-7, their record is worse, the Giants, than it was last year after 10 games. And last year they started at 0-6.
Hard to believe.
That is really a bad stat to have. Anyway, let's take care of a little bit of business right now, folks. Make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants to win a Lexar 128 GB USB memory card. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. We got head coach Tom Coughlin coming up, Eli Manning, and a whole lot more, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Sports Game Live here on My Nine. Again, the final score, 49ers beat the Giants 16-10. Giants' fifth loss in a row. But you know what? For a change, for the first time, they ended a streak of 20 straight games, the Giants did, by finally scoring on their first possession. And the way the game started, listen, they get a turnover, they go down, they score, nice catch by Larry Donnell in the end zone, and we thought we had a rhythm and everything was rolling.
Exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head. They had a rhythm, and they started that rhythm. They got a turnover defensively. They turn around, they drive down there, they get a score. You're thinking the Giants are now in this. The problem they're having this season is the fact that the Giants they put themselves in these situations, but they do not have the talent, or they just cannot, for some reason, finish and make big plays in order to get competitive and win games. You've seen this tonight, you've seen it last week, and you've seen it the whole season.
Hey, you look at a guy like Frank Gore for the Niners. All those plays that he got, those extra yards, they weren't blocked perfectly. But he finds a way to make it happen. And that's what the Giants backs, the Giants, the whole team. They don't do it. You know, if it's not perfect and if it doesn't hit them right in the hands, they just don't seem to make those plays. Except Odell Beckham, and he's a rookie. I mean, they need more people like that.
He doesn't play like a rookie.
That's what I'm saying. They need more players that can find a way to make things happen, because it's not going to be perfect in a football game. We all know that.
No, yeah, it never is.
And let's go back to Larry Donnell. Earlier, you were showing the graphic of Larry Donnell, you know, what he's meant to this offense and what the offense did in the first drive. And I said this, ironically, I said this 2 years ago, that it's always good to see the surprises every year. Larry Donnell, a guy coming off the street, working his way up. I think he was a quarterback in college at one point
basketball.
At Grambling, played basketball. You know, what that guy has done as far as him being an ascending player. But sometimes the guys that are expected to do well, when they're not doing well, it almost nullifies these kind of efforts of guys like Larry Donnell. I mean, we were encouraged to see that offense scored, you know, points off a turnover like we talked about, Russ. But at some point, that has to be an expectation of what an offense has to do. Score in the opening drive. Score in the first quarter. Start fast. Have some momentum. I mean, that's something that this offense, this team is 3-7 for a reason, guys. And we saw it today, dropping their fifth loss in a row. And I'm sure Giants fans and people watching this are extremely disappointed.
Well, while we could always talk about not making big plays, there's also simple plays like we're talking about. But right now, let's go to head coach Tom Coughlin and hear what he has to say about it.
Defense obviously had listened to enough, and they played with good physical play. They made plays out there for us today, got a lot of stops. Thought special teams made a contribution as well. I thought the entire preparation was very good. Our offensive preparation was good. We just have nothing to show for it. The four shots from the 4-yard line, inexcusable that we didn't score. You know, you're talking about a team that's, what, sixth in the league in the green zone? And, you know, we hit that ball to Larry any number of times. You know, he comes down on his shoulder or his back and drops the ball. Tried to hit Beckham with the first one, Reuben with the second one. You know, everything we threw out there except for, in hindsight, we should have run the ball. But, we've done a good job in the green zone. We've done a good job in the tight green zone. Just on this particular day, the frustration, and I could be standing here, obviously, 17-16. Instead, we're standing here with a loss. But I was pleased and proud of the way they played. They should have their heads up. They battled. And we'll have another opportunity next week. And, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves or hang our heads. No one person in that locker room feels any worse than the other. You're not going to win a game turning the ball over 5 times, I guarantee you that. But, you know, we need to bounce back. And now we've had a defensive fiasco. We've had an offensive fiasco. Perhaps now maybe we'll be able to put something together. I thought our special teams plays. I thought we had a chance for one punt return. We thought we could do well with a punt return. We had one really good shot up the sideline with an opportunity there. Obviously, the onside kick was a very good play. I thought we were in good shape when we challenged on the fourth and 1-inch play. I thought that Beckham was over the line when he caught the ball. What the determination was there, I'm not sure, and they just didn't have any evidence to overturn it. We should have got it on 4th and 1 inch anyway, and we weren't able to do that. So,
question.
Yes, yes.
Was there any thought of kicking the field goal there with 4 minutes?
No. Score while we're there. Here we are. 4 shots. I know what you're saying. Blame it on me. We were going to try to score a touchdown right there.
Tom, the first two plays were okay. Do you have a problem with those plays?
Well, that's how we've scored a bunch of times, you know. I have a problem that they didn't score. Well, that's easy. It's easy now. Well, it wasn't that. It was score. Score. It wasn't the idea that, which, you know, we obviously didn't have a lot of. We did have some runs in the second half. Not a lot, but we did have some decent runs. Trying to score right now, you know.
What do you think of Beckham's catch?
Well, it was a great catch. I mean, what can you say? The kid made a play to give us a chance to win. We put ourselves in position to win.
At the end of the game, he threw his helmet.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure it was frustration, more than injured. I hope. I haven't talked to anybody. I saw there was obviously the accuracy issue. He had great pressure. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue with that one. I mean, they run a simple TE up front and hit him head up, you know, full steam 2 or 3 times today. But I know on the one that he, the interception over the middle, I know he looked, he saw it open, took his eyes off it so to throw people off and came back, and by then it was covered. I know that one. The one that really hurt when we're down there, you talk about field goal, the situation for the field goal was if we hadn't made the first down. When we threw the interception there, the ball that went behind Parker, that was just, I mean, maybe there's an explanation. As I saw it on the field, it looked like, again, pressure, and he had to deliver the ball, and he threw it behind him.
Tom, what was your mindset on the outside kick there? Is that something you saw at home?
We did, and we had prepared for it. They played it pretty darn good. I mean, they weren't surprised by it, I don't think. At least the guy in the middle was. When we started to shift and move, when he turned his body rather than stayed square to the kicker, I thought we had a good chance. But it was its risk reward. But we didn't do anything with the ball. We ended up having to punt the ball.
Can you see something like, you know, one defensive disaster, one offensive disaster? Can you ever remember a stretch where it seems, you know, one thing, just like one thing each week is absolutely just some reading or two?
No. But I would have blanked it out. Believe me, yeah. Amnesia would have set in.
Sorry. The plays that Odell makes, that you saw us trying to first down to catch the sidelines, are those things that usually you would think you would see a spark out of and kind of energize a team?
Certainly. Yeah, that's what inspires people is when players make plays.
Did they guard him differently?
Excuse me?
They guard him differently. Do you think that he kind of kept silent in the first half?
Played a lot of zone coverage.
The what? The fourth and short.
No, straight tailback off the butt of the right guard. They penetrated, and he didn't even get it. I thought he maybe could get up in the air. But I thought he lost. Matter of fact, when they put the ball down, it was, what, another length of the ball back? We didn't even get back to where we started.
Tom, the thing that everyone along with this stretch of losing games, way Eli continued to turn around, you know, not throwing any interceptions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he had, in my opinion, had played very well, had been under control, hadn't, the turnover bug hadn't been a problem for us.
Coach, in the first quarter, DRC got the pass interference. Did they give you an explanation that he didn't turn around, or?
They didn't give me any explanation. I'm sure that, you know, the question is, was there any contact? Because if there wasn't any contact, why would he have to look back? And he didn't look back. I have no update, no. Pugh practiced all week. That was the shocker. I mean, the kid worked his tail off and practiced. I don't think he ever missed a snap. And then real early in the game, he was... I mean, had we had some kind of an idea that there was that big an issue, we would have been able to, you know, control the snaps.
So wait, when this is something that
Well, from last week's game. Well, he really wants to play, and he wants to do well. He wants to be a good player, a great player. You know, like all of them in that category, he wants the ball. He will, and he's provided us with some, with the idea that in big circumstances, he'll make the big play for you.
On the fourth,
I don't run many quarterback sneaks. No.
Nope, Tom Coughlin doesn't run many quarterback sneaks, but I don't care who it is. 1 inch is 1 inch. You got to make a first down. All right, we'll talk more about head coach Tom Coughlin a little bit coming up. Also coming up, we'll have Paul Dottino. He caught up with Rashad Jennings and Jameel McClain coming off the field, so we'll hear from them as well. And, of course, Eli Manning. We talked about 5 interceptions in a 16-10 Giants loss, number 5 in a row. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Again, another bad day at MetLife Stadium. 16-10 Giants lose their 5th game in a row. This one to the San Francisco 49ers. Let's now go back to MetLife, where Paul Dottino caught up with Rashad Jennings and Jameel McClain.
Well, Rashad, it was great to have you back in the lineup, but it was certainly some rough sledding there. That defense really proved to be tough against the run today.
Yeah, they won. We didn't. We didn't make enough plays. I didn't make enough plays. You got to give hats off to them. They won.
Again, self-destruction, the turnovers, missed opportunities. Coach has been talking about that all season long, and that's exactly what killed you again.
Yeah, it's, we keep shooting ourselves. It's hard to beat any team, much less a good team.
How difficult is it to get down to the four-yard line first and goal and then have to throw it four times and not be able to score?
It's rough. You know, it's... We gotta find a way to make plays, man. Starts with myself, and we just didn't do it.
You came through this game okay?
Yeah.
Rashad Jennings, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Jamil, another hard-fought game, one that I'm sure you guys believe that you could have won. Are those the most difficult losses to swallow?
No, a loss is a loss, regardless if it's by 1 point or by 20 points. You know, we just didn't bring enough, you know, as a team all together. And, you know, it's a difficult one to swallow, but once again, we got to pick up and come back next week.
After the defensive effort in Seattle, how well do you feel you guys stepped up today against the Niners and contained them actually rather effectively?
I felt like we did our job. I felt like we trusted the system, we trusted our assignments, and we got after that, you know. But other than that, you know, it's a lot of things to build off, and this defense got to keep getting better.
Jamil McClain, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you. Let's go to Rashad Jennings for a moment. You know, Rashad's saying he didn't do enough, everybody's got to do more. I would agree with that, but in fairness to Rashad, first game back out of the gate, 18 carries, was it 58, 59 yards. I don't have a big problem with his performance today, because what more can you expect for a guy who's been sidelined for a good month?
Yeah, and I think in terms of the running game, you know, being an offensive lineman, it's really two things, guys. It's the attitude up front, and it's the consistency that you're getting from the sidelines to be able to continue to run those plays. And when you're running the ball, you know, 3.1 yards a carry, you know, obviously Jennings, this is his first time coming back, 18 rushes, 59 yards. I mean, that's a commendable day, you know, notwithstanding everything else that happened wrong today. But again, you would have liked to see him get going. I mean, we all have visions in our head of that Houston Texans game. We rushed for like 176 yards. I mean, that, you know, injured or not, I mean, that's the Jennings you expected to get today. And I could just see the frustration in his voice, and just as a former player, and we've all been to that point. After a game, you're frustrated, you know, you're coming back from an injury, trying to help your team win, and you just don't get it done.
Yeah, I don't give him that. He's on the field,
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me if he hasn't been playing for a long time. But whatever you put on the field, whatever you put on film is what you are. And, you know, it was a frustrating day. And a lot of the times, you know, the football is not an individual game. It's a team game. And, you know, you can only be as good as the players around you. The fact that their holes weren't there and the fact that he wasn't as productive as he was earlier on in the season, it just goes to show that this whole team is frustrating to watch. And it's frustrating to be... To talk about this team that always seems like they just come just a little bit short.
Well, we talk about frustration. To me, there were three key things that were frustrating today. Odell Beckham makes a circus, unbelievable catch with money on the line, puts him at the four. They do nothing with that. A one-inch, they can't make a first down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just...
Five interceptions.
You know, it goes on and on. And let's not forget, they go ahead and recover an onside kick and do nothing with that afterwards. Advantage of your situation.
You really thought that the offense would get a lift with Rashad Jennings coming back in the game and you know, returning. And that offense, when he was in there, was running on high octane. It was, you know, the running game was going there. You have Justin Pugh, who goes out of the game, and Charles Brown, who comes in, who really did it. Yeah, I don't know, guys. He didn't do a very good job blocking. And once the Giants had to come back and start throwing the football, they were limited because of his play, and they were getting hits on the quarterback, on Eli, and then he's throwing the interceptions, and it just kind of all trickled down there. But you thought the offense would get a little bit of a kickstart with Rashad Jennings coming back into the lineup.
Yeah, this one is real disappointing. A team falls to 3-7, and basically at this juncture, we say must win.
Now they're all must wins right now.
Yeah, now they're just playing for pride, unfortunately. That's
jobs.
Jobs, indeed.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think we've all been there before in this situation. That's why we all can say, jobs.
Career.
We're not going to lose them, especially if this keeps up. All right, Giants fans want you to listen up here. Meet your favorite player at the Children's Place, Garden State Plaza, Tuesday night. This Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Visit Giants.com for more details and shop online at Children'sPlace.com. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Eli Manning and more coming up, so stay right where you are.
Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. What do you say we go right back to MetLife Stadium? Catch up, with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Mark Herzlich.
Mark, the defense clearly bounced back from that tough one in Seattle. I don't think there's any question about that. I think you had like 9 tackles yourself. A lot of playing time today. What was the dynamic of shutting down or at least containing this run quarterback option offense after all the stuff you went through in Seattle?
Yeah, it was about responsibility and knowing your job. And you know, one thing our defense did this week in terms of preparation was lots and lots of film study, lots and lots of walkthroughs, just knowing exactly what you had on each play. And so that was one of the things that people were a little confused last week, and that was on us because we didn't get it. We didn't study enough, you know. And so this week we made it a real point, and our tackling was better this week too. And that's one thing that helps with, you know, the yards after contact. Didn't have as many.
Yeah, the one thing though that disappeared from the Seattle game, you guys had 4 turnovers in the Seattle game. Couldn't get the ball either from Kaepernick or his runners today.
Yeah, they did a good job of holding on to it, and there was a couple times where, you know, it looked like the ball was out, but it, you know, they were down. So, you know, that's one thing we got to improve on. You know, if our offense is turning the ball over, we got to get the ball back, and we got to create turnovers ourselves. And turnover battle is one of the most important battles in the game. In general, you know, so if you win the turnover battle, you have a much higher chance of winning the game. I think it's throughout the league right now, if you win the turnover battle at home, it's about 81% win. If you lose a turnover battle, obviously you're on the other side of it. So we need to keep stripping the ball out, keep getting interceptions, and that's going to be a big part of going forward and making progress.
All right, so finally, Mark, the losing streak's now at 5. I mean, we can't ignore it. The numbers are there. How do you guys turn the page? You keep working hard. Obviously, we saw some improvement today, but still not enough. How do you get over the hump? Coach says you just got to get a win.
Yeah, well, we just got to get a win, but it's not that simple. You know, it's, you know, if you could just go out there and say, I want to get a win, you know, everybody would be playing football because it would be easy, you know. And so we have to do more. We have to do more. We have to execute better. And we have to make plays. I think that's one of the things that we aren't doing as well as we have done in some of the past games where we've won. We make big plays on defense, on offense, on special teams. And so that's got to become a part of our game. We got effort, but, you know, without effort, you can't win. But effort isn't everything. You know, you're not going to get a win just because you have effort. You got to make some plays, too.
Otherwise, everybody would be 16-0. Mark Herzlich, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right there, Paul and Mark, thank you very much. You can go over all the plays or 9 tackles, whatever. Bottom line is, Herzlich recovered an onside kick, and I mentioned it before. That, to me, was one of the big disappointments. He recovers an onside kick. Giants do nothing with it. Subsequently, Eli throws one of his 5 interceptions. And, you know, that's a golden opportunity. And it's something that should electrify the home crowd. Instead, it takes the starch right out of them.
Yeah, and I think it was, you know, first time since 2004 that this team recovered an onside kick. And going back to Mark Herzlich, I mean, he's a guy that's played with heart. I know he gets criticized a lot, guys, about his athletic ability, and he's more of a special teams player. But a guy's going to respond in the capacity that he's asked to do, and he responded today. I know that Crabtree touchdown, had he been in the right position, that he could have intercepted that football because he had that responsibility of the flats. But, look, Mark Herzlich is who he is, but I think everyone has to do their job. And, again, that's the reason this team is 3-7, because everyone's not doing their jobs all at the same time.
It's a little disturbing, people talking about how they watch more film or how they are now trusting in the offense, in the defense of scheme, trying to stop the run. They should have been doing that from the beginning of the year. So I kind of question that. I mean, me and Figs were talking about this. Of course you watch film. That's what you do. I mean, this is your job. It's not a hobby. You got to be focused in on what you're doing at all times.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is what you call spin doctoring. No, I'm serious. They're trying to, you know, we got to keep going. We can't quit. We can't walk with our tail between our legs. You got to do something.
I, you know, when you're asked to step in, just like we always say, you know, the next man up, I think Herzlich did a nice job job with Jaquan Williams being out of the lineup. You know, Jaquan Williams has that speed, a lot more speed than Herzlick does, and it cost him a little bit today, but I thought he did a nice job with his tackles and, more importantly, that onside kick. Unfortunately, they got an interception after it. Didn't do much with it, but I thought he played a good game.
All right. Well, again, 16-10 San Francisco 49 is the final score. Giants record now a very, very disappointing 3-7. 3-7 after 10 games. They're playing for pride from this point on. We got Eli Manning coming up. Certainly want to hear what he has to say, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine.
You know, just to, I think we were in it. We, offensively, moved the ball pretty well, had some turnovers, obviously, but felt we were, you know, had some opportunities to make some plays. Defense was playing well, you know, was stopping them, you know, just giving up field goals. So, you know, we had opportunities to be in the lead and very much in the game. And you know, I thought our guys played hard, just obviously didn't make the plays down the stretch that we needed to. You know, yeah, one just tried to add a little quick out throw the corner, jumped it, tried to pull it back and you know, couldn't pull it back in time and went to another defender. Guy played it, you know, they played some well, just on an overneath, you know, ball to Odell. Guy just thought I could get it in there. Guy jumped it pretty well, linebacker. So tried to hit a corner route to Reuben, and you know, I don't know if I just overthrew it. I kind of was on the ground on that one, so I didn't really see how it all finished up. And you know, the last one, obviously fourth down, trying to fit it in there, got tipped up. So you know, just you know, I got to do better. I got to be better in protecting the ball, making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately.
Does this surprise you? Because season.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect it. Didn't plan on it, and you know, just I got to do better. I got to make better decisions, better throws. You know, so you know, just so, you know, they're all on me. No one else's fault. I gotta protect the ball and can't afford to turn it over, especially a couple times in field goal range. Just trying to figure, you know, just talking about what play we wanted to run. You know, whether we, you know, could run the ball right there and try to sneak in. You know, they didn't give us the run. You know, got to a good play. Had a chance to hit Larry on a fade route and ran a good route. I got to throw the ball a little further out there so he can, you know, make it a little easier catch on him right there. Yeah, we probably could, you know, for the first, you know, they weren't giving us great looks to run the ball. Maybe on first down, you know, could have run the ball right there and you know, possibly snuck in or got closer, where on second and third down it gives you that run pass option. So, but you know, they weren't giving us great looks to run the ball. We needed to throw it. We had some good looks to hit some plays. We just didn't do it. Yeah, you know, yep. Four downs from the 3-yard line, you expect to be able to score in that scenario, and you know, disappointed myself. I got to throw some better passes, some better balls. And, you know, we could have made a play and gotten the lead right there. Yeah, I mean, on one of the plays, we had a play called, tried to change it to another play. Time was running down, and so had to call a timeout. But you know, I think all the plays that were called, you know, you always have some options down there. If they give you a certain look, you can get to another, certain plays. But we had good plays. You know, we had opportunities to make plays. Just didn't quite do it. Yeah, Dell played. He played well in the second half, and you know, San Francisco did a good job. They had a plan to try to control him. They were keeping you know, two guys over him for most of the game. We got a few opportunities there at the end in the second half to get him one on one. He won those battles, but you know, I thought other guys stepped up and made some nice plays for us. It was a great first drive. We hadn't had that in a while, but you know, just obviously the turnovers hurt us, and just, you know, weren't able to sustain. Sustain, you know, those drives to get points.
You know, I would have had the first three throws, the ball fades, and that's the first throw from the floor. What about a different type of pass, but in the back of the end zone, pick the right side like that? Is that a consideration?
Yeah, you know, one of them we had a kind of a pick play call to roll out, but you know they were doubling Odell and keeping a lot of guys to that side, had one on one to Ruben, and took that one on one. So they were doubling Odell down there a lot to his side, and everybody else was one on one, and tried to, you know, we had some opportunities on some fades. We've been really good in those situations on hitting fades. We just had some good looks at it. We didn't complete them today.
No, they did not. Listen, five interceptions is a bad day any which way you cut it. But let me ask the receiver about this one. Amani, like, for example, Ruben Randall, I think it was his best game as a pro, 7 catches for 112 yards. It just seems to me, and not just this game, and he'll make a big play, but when it's a must-win situation, a must-big play situation, like getting your hands on the ball, it just seems that he doesn't make that play.
It just seems that also that there's a lot of interceptions thrown at him. And he had over 100 yards. He needed to have over 150 yards because that's what the team needed today to win. I think he made some steps forward, but the consistency issue is the only thing I really have with him. I think Ruben Randall has all the talent in the world. Now it's all between his ears if he's going to make himself just be an average receiver or if he's going to take that step into being a great.
Because if he would take that step, because
it helped the team out a lot.
And you know what the future lies with Odell Beckham Jr., and if you get a healthy, not this year, but Victor Cruz next year, but again, coulda, woulda, shoulda, it's not happening just yet.
The bad part about it is Eli seems like he's pressing. Throwing way too many interceptions, trying to squeeze the ball into places where he shouldn't be.
All right, well, let's take care of a little business, folks. Guests of our post-game show here going to receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Terrific Steakhouse located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants post-game live here on My Night.
Well, you know, that's what it's about. You know, it's about having amnesia in this league. We probably played our worst defensive game last week, and, you know, I think coaches did a phenomenal job with game planning. Coaches did a phenomenal job adjusting, you know, throughout the entire course of the game. I think the players responded very well to their adjustments and the game plan that they put in. So, you know, I think it was just to make sure we hustle, fly to the ball, make sure every guy take care of their responsibility. And, you know, you saw the majority of everyone doing that today. And, you know, I mean, we was able to stop them and keep them out of the end zone for the most part of the game. Well, I mean, it's a message that, you know, at this point in time, you know, we're a desperate football team. You know, we're desperate to get a win and you know, in the most way. You know, it shows that he has trust in our defense. Whether or not you get the ball or not, you know, he's putting confidence in it. And, you know, he's having trust that our defense will go out there and get a stop. I love the call. You know, I call it, you know, every day of the week. You know, that's, you know, that's my kind of game. You know, just let it all hang out. You know, no guts, no glory. So whoever made that call, I don't know who made it, but, you know, it was a great call.
Hey, one thing I don't like about that, Jeff, we talk about last week we didn't have a good defense. This week we did. This week it's the offense. I mean, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And the idea is to play well together each and every week.
You also prepare as a team. And to me, I'm seeing a little bit of we didn't really prepare well last week. That's why we got run over for 350 yards. We prepared a little bit better this week. We still lost the game, but pat ourselves on the shoulder. Not in the National Football League. You lose the game, you lose the game.
Yeah, and every week we see Antrell roll, you know, and always very accountable about, you know,
no
representing
question.
The defense, being a captain.
He's one of the leaders.
Yeah, he's one of, but then, you know, you go back to McClain's comments earlier. I mean, you saw the frustration. This guy got ran over last week by Marshawn Lynch. Responded back, did well today. They made the 49ers punt a lot of times. So, I mean, to a certain degree, defense played well enough to win, but there were still some plays. The Crabtree touchdown. I mean, this whole, you kept hearing this bend but don't break kind of motif here. But at the end of the day, if you're not playing winning football, then you're not getting it done. And that's the unfortunate reality of just playing in the NFL. We've all been in this position. Man, we played hard, we tried, but if you don't get it done, you don't get it done, and that's what leads to a 3-7 record.
Bend but don't break, a 3-7 is broken.
Yeah.
All right. Stick around, we got our final segment coming up. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on MyKnife.
look at the standings. It's not what you want to see in the NFC East. Philadelphia, which is playing now, 7-2. Dallas, which has a bye, 7-3. Giants and Washington in the rear at 3-7. But on a positive note, look what we got here. It's nobody's bar mitzvah, that's for sure, but catering by Wendy's. Gentlemen, not
they,
bad stuff.
Do they serve this at bar mitzvahs? Or?
Little to-go or something like that. Bottom line is, folks, more important, Wendy's and the New York Giants are teaming up to tackle adoption. When you purchase any premium sandwich or premium sandwich combo through December 31st, Wendy's will donate $1 to local foster care adoption agencies at participating New York Tri-State Area Wendy's, the official hamburger restaurant of the New York Giants.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, after an afternoon like this,
healthy,
I can do
healthy.
Something.
You got to go healthy, too.
Yeah, you know, if you like grape tomatoes, these are where it's at. But you know,
burgers got a mic.
Wendy's is my favorite though.
Yeah,
I mean they are. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean guys, the Giants haven't won a game in 42 days and counting. I mean, that Atlanta game was a long time ago. It's October 5th, so hopefully it can find a way to get done next week.
Well, speaking of next week, let's take a look at who the Giants are playing next week. It's Sunday night, 8:30, over again at MetLife Stadium. Giants hooking up with the division rival, Dallas Cowboys. And then, as always, the minute that game ends, you want to flip right over here to my 9 for our Giants post-game live show. And that's a wrap on things right here for Amani Toomer, Jeff Eagles, and Roman Oben. I'm Russ Salzberg. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being part of Giants Post Game Live.